You might say I expect to see him later this...
this afternoon.
Oh, well, that's what you would say. Mm-hmm. Pardon?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'll try to give you sentences that maybe you can put in that word. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
sunrise.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before...
sundown.
Would you say sunrise or sunup?
Well, probably both.
Uh-huh. When would you say one and when would you say the other?
Well, sun up, sunrise. I'd say sun up would be used more.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to get, the things that you would say, you know, in ordinary conversation, you know, when you wouldn't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds start to disappear and the sun begins to come out, we say that the weather is...
the weather settled.
Is pardon?
The weather is settled.
Okay.
Has settled.
But I mean now, in the, it's still going on. You'd say, there's been a storm and the rain stops. The clouds are disappearing and the sun's coming out. We say that the weather is...
what? The weather is good.
Well, would you say something like faring off or...
yeah, faring off, yes.
Or would you be more likely to say something like clearing up?
Faring.
Pardon?
Faring.
That's what you'd say?
Uh-huh. Faring off.
Okay, so now let me give you that sentence again and you just fill it in whatever, the one that's most natural to you. There's been a storm and the rain stops, the clouds disappear, the sun's coming out. We say that the weather is...
well, faring off is the only thing you'd ever know.
That's fine. I just need you to say it sort of, you know, in a natural conversation tone.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Thunder shower.
Okay. Would there be anything else you might call it? I'm looking for, you know, like regular everyday words, not any kind of special ones.
Ask that question again.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
A thunder shower. Thunderstorm.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantle.
What do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andirons.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splinters.
What do you call the particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Fat wood. Kindling.
Yeah. What was that?
Kindling.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes if it's built into the room?
A closet.
Uh-huh. And if it's movable and you can move it from room to room?
That would be a wardrobe.
Thank you. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Weatherboarding.
What do you call a covered area in front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed